of Nations Radio and the former Yugoslavia. Here's our reports for Friday, the 9th of June. I'm David Ballam. The Bosnian Serbs have signed an agreement allowing UNHCR humanitarian convoys to resume to Sarajevo. There have been no convoys to the Bosnian capital since NATO airstrikes last month, and with the humanitarian airlift out of action for 2 months because Bosnian Serbs wouldn't guarantee the safety of flights, UNHCR has all but run out of food reserves in Sarajevo. The agreement is signed by Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic and his deputy Nikola Koljevic. They met yesterday in their headquarters in Pale with UNHCR Special Envoy Anna Vilim Biljeveld and UN Peace Force officials. UNHCR spokesman Mons Nieberg says the agreement takes effect immediately and is in three parts.
First, UNHCR convoys will resume from Metković via Kiseljak to both government and Bosnian Serb held parts of Sarajevo. Two, from now on, the Bosnian Serb authorities will inspect convoys to Sarajevo to verify their content only once at checkpoint Sierra 1. And three, the Bosnian Serb authorities will guarantee the security for the drivers of UNHCR convoys and will escort them across Bosnian Serb held territory to Sarajevo City.
Because of clearance problems, the first convoy probably won't reach Sarajevo until Monday at the earliest. Mons Nieberg says the armored trucks used recently to bring food to the city from UNHCR warehouses at the airport were a stopgap measure and won't be needed under the terms of the new agreement. Meanwhile, humanitarian convoys to the eastern enclaves have already restarted. Mons Nieberg says they were suspended following the NATO airstrikes because of security concerns.
The only place we were denied access explicitly was Sarajevo. And we resumed convoys to the eastern enclaves already the day before, 3 days ago. So we had one convoy to Srebrenica. We are also having one convoy to Žepa and one to Gorazde, but they have been obstructed because of, among other things, fighting in Gorazde.
And Ukrainian peacekeepers in Žepa have finally received much-needed food and supplies. The Bosnian Serbs have been blocking UN convoys to resupply troops since the airstrikes, and peacekeepers in all three enclaves are now very short of rations. One truck carrying food for the Ukrainians for a week reached Žepa yesterday. Fighting generally lulled throughout Bosnia yesterday. A UN military observer in Bihać reported one civilian wounded after two impacts inside the safe area. Fighting also continues in the eastern enclave of Gorazde, where conflict between government and Bosnian Serb forces is centered on the east bank of the Drina River. In Sarajevo, 574 firing incidents were recorded, a big drop on the 1,800-plus reported on Wednesday. Though there were four incidents of peacekeepers being directly targeted in the Sarajevo area, including 40mm rounds fired at French vehicles on the Mount Igman Road, there were no UN casualties. There are also reports that shots were fired at a French anti-sniping post from the government-held Parliament building, again without casualties. The International Committee of the Red Cross has begun visiting some of the 146 United Nations peacekeepers detained or blocked by the Bosnian Serbs. ICRC spokesman in Zagreb, Lars Lemke, told UN Radio that visits had taken place yesterday in the Pale region. He said ICRC had been negotiating with the Bosnian Serbs for the visits since the peacekeepers were first detained almost 2 weeks ago. Mr. Lemke said the visits will continue. ICRC monitors will assess the detainees' conditions and needs and hope to allow them to exchange Red Cross messages with their families. But because of the confidentiality of Red Cross visits, Mr. Lemke was unable to give any information about how many UN detainees had been visited or the conditions they're in. He said this information will be forwarded in a confidential report to the United Nations. American F-16 pilot Scott O'Grady, who was rescued yesterday by US Marines after being shot down over Bosnia a week ago, has returned to his fighter squadron base in Italy. More than 1,000 airmen and their families were waiting at the Aviano base to greet the pilot, who seemed to have survived on bugs and rainwater for almost 6 days before his rescue. Meanwhile, members of the rescue team are quoted in press reports as saying shots hit one of the two rescue helicopters and at least one missile was also fired at the aircraft. reports from UN Radio and E4 Yugoslavia for Friday the 9th of June. I'm David Ballam.